Chinsula, Dr. Nisla, eye specialist, my doctor. Chinsula, there is a center in Chinsula. Chuchula. Devananda Mata has got a center there.
Oh. It sounds the same.
Trivikram Maharaj, he is in charge. He lives there in Chuchula. Gaudhari Bhod. Nidhai Gaudhari Bhod. Then how far your translation?
Well, we are waiting for Govinda Maharaj to come so we can use those books in the room.
Otherwise
it's finished.
Everything's finished.
Yes, it's completed. I have some questions I'll ask you when they come.
When
they come. We are proofreading. As we type, when the questions arise, then I'll ask.
Any question?
I was just doing translation of the Satsar Kriya Deepika. And Gopal Bhatta, he is showing very nicely. He discarding Pitri and Devata worship. In the beginning, he's showing that. So, we still see in Vrindavan that persons are doing Pitri, they're doing Shraddha to the Pitris. So,
generally, the Grihastha Vaishnava, social cause. Ordinarily, they perform those rites. But not, this is for the Vaikantik Vaishnava. Ananya Saran, those that have taken refuge exclusively, taken shelter under the holy feet of the Lord, they do not do anything else but everything for the service of the Lord. Ananyastin tayantoma. But those family men who are feeling obligation for their sons, for their wife, and other things, all the PTJ should be eliminated. That will be a hypocrisy. They follow?
Yes.
They cannot give up. Those are sarvadharman parityajyaman ekam saranam varya. It is for them that they will leave other gods, species, deva, everything. But one who has got his attraction towards the sun, towards life, towards society, and he gives a species deva, that is a hypocritical action. So he should, a man of that status, who is providing for the wife, and he should also contribute something to Viti Deva. You know, the Grihastha, does so. Prahlad Maharaj did sadhum for his father. And then everywhere it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Puranam. But Phalasa, Nishkamba, as a social duty, he helps out. But materially, I am feeling obligation for my children, for my wife, and they are only about PC Devo, I have got no duty.
Mm-hmm.
That is anomaly. Do you follow?
Yes, ma'am.
That comes under the Pancha Mahayoga. That comes under the Pancha Mahayoga?
Yes. But as much as one can avoid, so those that have given up everything and devoted themselves for the service of Krishna and not Krishna and the Karsana, Vaishnavas, they should not do all these things. Devarsi bhutaptanedan pitrinan nakin karo nayam manicha rajan sarvat manajasaranam sarindan gatu mukundam parihitya kattam. Has given up all obligations for all the source of discharge of duties. He has eliminated. Devarim. A man is born with five or six kinds of debt. Devarim. We are indebted to the to the air, to water, to rain, so many natural things. That is devarim. We are from childhood, from our birth, we take help from the environment. That is devarim. Rin, debt to the nature. Devarishirin. We, from our very birth, we take the advantage of the knowledge which has already been given for us to the society. The rishi, the research scholar. This electricity and the other, the scholars have discovered many things, and we get the facility of that, and the knowledge, the letters, all these things already given by the society. Society means especially the scholars. Rishirin, that is rishirin. Devarishi, devarshi. Bhuta, bhutarin. Get from prani, the vegetable kingdom, the animal, the milk, and so many other things, the dog, protection. So, bhuta means ordinary animals. Devarishi, devarshi, bhuta, apta. Especially the relatives, nears and dears, they also, we cannot but accept their help. The relatives, apta. Apta means relatives, kinsmen. Bhutapta, nenang. And generally from the human society, we get something. This rice producing, cloth producing, and these things. Bhutapta, nenang. Pitri, nang. And we get something also from the Pitri. Pitri fathers, they have left some property for us. And gave birth to our body. In this way, Pitri Nang, Pitri Matri Rin, in our childhood, they bring up us. In this way, we are indebted to father and the mother. Pitri Nang, Devarshi Bhutapta Nenang, Pitri Nang, Nakin Karo Nayam Nicha Rajan. He knocking karo, this is the general obligation. But a man who has exclusively devoted to Krishna, he is not indebted to anyone. Knocking karo nayam rini cha rajan ko hu sarvat manaja saranam mukundam gato parihitya kartam. One who has given up all his duties and taken up refuge under the holy feet of the Lord, he is not liable to any debt to anyone. Only he who has completely surrendered to the feet of the Supreme Lord, he is not indebted to anybody. Otherwise, when we are living, we are awake in the social position, the jivatma. He has got obligation to so many. But when one has dived deep to see only that all superficial agents of Krishna, Krishna is the all in all. He is all in all. And they are all his servants. So the whole energy he can devote, he will devote to the master. Don't care for any devota or anyone from, they should be considered as agent of Krishna. So he does not feel the obligation to anyone, but only to Krishna. When one has gone in the plane of deep understanding. Nāyaku. Devarsi vitāpannāṁ pitrīnāyam nakiṁ karu nāyam manīja rājat sarvāt manāja sarvāṁ sarvāṁ gatū bhukṁhaṁ karihitta tattam. This is one thing, that what we should do, if we do not do that, devotee, then he does not commit any sin. Ananya Bhakta. So they are busy and the Nishad. Two sections in the duty. There's some sort, this we must do and this we must not do. Well, busy, that's ordinary, we should do all these duties. And Nishad, we must not do all these things. So this is about busy. You know, generally, we should do this, but Ananya Bhakta Krishna, if he does not do that thing, then he is not to be blamed. No charge can come on him. And that is Nishad. Sapada mulam bhajata puryasya, taktanya bhavasya hari paresha, vikarma jachyut paritam kasanchit, dhunuti sadvam hirishanya vishcha. What one should not do, if Krishna Bhakta does that, then no penance for him, no punishment for him. There is two aspects, two sides. You follow?
Yes.
What we should do, a bhakta is not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If he is ananya bhajan bhakta, exclusive devotee, then what one should do, if he does not do that, he is not to be blamed. No charge can come. And the another side, this should not be done. But Ananya Bhakta, if he commits that thing in the outwardly, but he cannot be punished. What is that? Sapada mulam bhajata priyasya taktanya bhavasya. Ananya Bhakta. He has given up everything, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māvekam saranam guti, taktanya bhāvasya, vikarma jatya utpatitam kathanchit. But if anyhow any wrong deed is found in him, he is not to be punished. Because what is to be, his jurisdiction changes, what punishment is to be given to him or not, that is on the hand of the Absolute. But the society, the king, and the law of the country must not go to interfere him. This is more difficult. So, abhijet sudhuracharu ar bhajati imam ananyabhag sādhudeva samantabva sammak bhavasito hisa. If anything to do, I shall do it. He has exclusively taken refuge under my feet and I have taken him his charge. If he commits something wrong, it should be taken generally by my inspiration, insinuation. So none should come to interfere with him. It is my duty to look after him. Tabhi sudra jaro bhajati mamanam sadhudeva saman. When I have accepted, things does not belong to anyone. Everything belongs to me. So if he commits any wrong in the eye of the society thinks that thing belongs to A, B, C, D, So they are wrong. He's doing right, all right. And that may be in two stages. One in the stage of a sadhaka, and another in siddha. When he is siddha, he is committing the perfect thing. We see that he is doing wrong, but he does not wrong, make any wrong. And the sadhak may commit, but that may be forgiven by me. And you have nothing to do to come in and interfere in the matter. Do you follow?
Yes,
Not completely.
What is that in relationship to Niyamagraha? Niyamagraha is a...
Yes, Niyamagraha. Twofold meanings. Niyame agraha, too much affinity to abide by the law. That is one side. And another aspect, Niyama agraha, does not accept any law at all. Not willing to abide by any law. Niyama agraha. Niyamagraha, both bad. Two aspects bad. The middle side, yuktahara viharasya. We should go follow the middle path, the easy path, not extreme. Nishiddha. One should not steal it, but an Ananya Bhag devotee is seen to steal it. He is stealing sunflower and taking offering to his deity, but he is stealing flower. Then how should it be dealt with? Stealing is that is crime. The society, the city law that will come to accuse him that you have stolen, why you have stolen. Then he may say, I have not stolen. It is all belongs to Krishna. For the service of Krishna, I am taking it. That is his vision. If sincerely, then he is not to be punished. One who is stealing because for my purpose. If he steals something for my purpose, that is not stealing. Because his vision is so deep, he sees everything belongs to me. He is doing rightly. So, nishiddha, karane, what is forbidden by law, by the social society, and even by the Smriti Shastra. But if he is really, sincerely, is exclusive devotee to me, none should come to interfere with his apparently misdeeds. Do you follow?
Yes,
on the absolute standpoint he is saying, and the relative standpoint cannot come in clash, and if comes, cannot stand. There is nirguna. His movements are nirguna. True, from the sense of nirguna plane. But this saguna, they are gradual from tamo to rajo, then sattva, then going nirguna. If they encroach upon the right of the nirguna, who are my direct servants, then they are wrong. Their relative vision is wrong. He is in the absolute plane. Whatever he is doing, considering himself to the unchallenged master of everything, he is right and they are wrong. That this thing belongs to A, that is belongs, this woman belongs to that gentleman. This is all contract amongst you. But from the absolute sense, that has got no position. Do you follow?
Yes, ma'am.
Everything belongs to me. And one who does work backed by my consciousness, he is doing right.
Mm.
Oh, that is little hard thing to digest for the society.
Yes.
Okay.
They also try to find fault in Krishna.
Yes, Krishna.
Krishna stealing.
Then, yes, Krishna stealing. Krishna coming to the wives of others. That is wrong. He should be punished. They are more than Krishna. Mary, the mother of Christ.
Yes.
He was the wife of Joseph, someone. But it is told that Mary got child from God's inspiration, not from the husband.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. So in the practically, to digest all these things, of course, such devotees are very rarely to be found. And generally a devotee should not venture to do all these things, because it will create disturbance in the society. Bhagavan Lord says, Krishna, loka sangha me bhartham kartham arhati. Looking at the welfare of the ordinary people, one should not go to do that, generally. Then there will be the chaos in the society, and they will be doomed. Nokatitam nokatmani lokasya sriyati prabhu nokatmu phalasam yogam svabhavastu pavat jajjalatarati sishtastattari vidharu jano svajat pamanam kurati lokastadhanu vartati usi deyu rime loka nokur jang karma chedaham sankarsyata karta shambhamanya nivapraya kati loka sangharo me vartham non kattam arhati. Lograkhadjan, to save the ordinary society, we sometimes abstain from doing lawless things, looking at the benefit of the ordinary people. We should go according to general law. Krishna, Krishna.
This morning we were talking about, you had said one day before, that the devotee can even, how was it, murder and steal for Krishna.
Anything, because the center, the vibration coming from the Absolute, if it is so.
Yes.
Kriyamanani gunekarmanisha ahankara vimulatma kartaham iti manyati. Prakate kriyamanani. They should be punished. Asvabhadharmam paritta. Yudhishthi did not accept the direction of Krishna to tell a lie to Dronacharya that Aswatthama is dead. He agitated. When Dronacharya told him, I don't believe you, but if Yudhishthira says that Aswatthama is dead, because I know that Aswatthama is immortal. But if Yudhishthira says that Aswatthama is dead, then I believe. Then Krishna asked Yudhishthira, say, tell. Then he agitated. Then again pressed, yes, Aswatthama is dead. But it is an elephant. There is an elephant named Aswatthama. Aswatthama means who cries like Aswa, means a horse. The horse, what is the technical word? The the sound of the
Winnie, nay.
So that one Ashwatthama, when he was born, he gave sound like the horse. So Ashwatthama. An elephant was also named in that way. He cried like a horse, that elephant. So Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama. The Ashwatthama is dead, but it is an elephant. Mm-hmm. And Krishna arranged in such a way, Ashwatthama dead, it is elephant, and that time the drum was sounded loudly, and that could not enter the ear of Dronacharya. Huh. Only the first portion he attended, Ashwatthama, then he was beside himself. And in that position, Arjuna cut off the rope in the bow. At that bow, one end was here, another end in the Dronacharya's head. Was disturbed, and at that time Dhrishtadyumna approached and beheaded Dronacharya. He was born to kill Dronacharya, Dhrishtadyumna, in a sacrifice by Drupada. It was Drupada and Dronacharya, they are perhaps classmates, but somehow or other they had some antagonistic feeling. And Dronacharya, when giving back training to the Kaurav and Pandav, Guru Dakshina, at the time of Guru Dakshina, he wanted to attack Drupada. And Drupada was attacked, disturbed. And that time Drupada, he also managed to arrange a sacrifice, yajna. The Dronacharya, this retaliation I shall take. So from the yajna, Dhrishtadyumna came out to kill Dronacharya, Draupadi's brother. And Dhrishtadyumna beheaded Dronacharya. Arjuna was very much displeased when Dhrishtadyumna is going to kill him, to behead him. Arjuna crying aloud, "Take him, take the Acharya to my side, capture." But he did not care, he beheaded. And Arjuna was very much enraged and began to rebuke Dhrishtadyumna. Dhrishtadyumna was also excited and went to attack Arjuna. The disciple of Arjuna was Satyaki, came from the Yadu Vamsa, Krishna Vamsa. He went to attack Dhrishtadyumna. Then Krishna told what he was doing. Still the enemy party is strong enough, and you are quarreling within yourself. And he cast a glance to Bhim, separate themselves. Bhim came between and separated them. They stood them and the Arjuna, forcibly. And then Sahadev came with a serious lecture. "What are you doing? The enemy is at your head, and you are mad in your internal quarter. They are so excited, and all these things." Then everything was calm again. Gaud hari bol. When an exclusive devotee he will cross the social law and will do something wrong. So, as if he takes any advantage from the society, he also must be prepared to get the punishment of, without any grudge, from the nirguna plane. Not only ostentation in our eye, that is an enjoyment, he will approach that. But punishment also, which is in our eye, he won't avoid. He will be with a smiling face, he will accept the punishment. Joy parajaya, mana pamana. Even death with smiling, that is given by Krishna. The death offered by Krishna, everything coming from Krishna. When sweet meat we shall, that is Krishna. And when the bitter thing, oh no, that is hypocrisy. Everything comes from him, and that is sweet. Whatever the formal valuation of it may be in the misconceived world of Maya. Hare Krishna. Ramchandra, when the proposal came that he would be installed tomorrow morning, his temper is sober, not very much cheerful. And when he got the news that his father has entered into an obligation, an understanding with his stepmother, already committed, then also, then, and that, if he wants to obey his father's will, then he would have to go to the forest. His temper is also just as it was when he had the proposal of sitting on the throne. The temperament is not disturbed. He is only following the duty. The father's will, I am to observe, to sit on the throne or to go to the forest in banishment. The temperament is same. Only Kalmanyivadi Kalasti Mopadeshu Kalachama. I only come to discharge my duty. And the peace of duty in the worldly sense, it may be very joyous, and it is not very, very sorrowful. Does not matter. It is my duty is to obey my father, obey the law, I'm doing that. It's only present there. How to ascertain what is my duty and to do the duty. And whatever, in the eye of the people, ordinary people in the world of misconception, it is laudable or deplorable, it may not care about that. Jaya parajaya. What is the value? Of a madman's dancing or crying. They are mad misconception, under misconception. Sometimes crying, sometimes dancing. No value. So he is in relativity of something else. We have to take it. That is, he is in the relativity of something great. That these things matter very little to him. Rasapasya param drishtani vartati. It does not, the ordinary, this worldly rasa has got no value in him. He is mad in another type of rasa, transcendental rasa. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol. Vigai Gauranga.
I have one question. Some devotees say, if you take Krishna Nam at the time of death, then you can go into Goloka Vrindavan. And if you take Ram Nam, you cannot. So I want to substantiate that.
The inner conception that is responsible is Ram. When he is pronouncing the word Ram, if he means but Dasaratha Ram, his attraction would be there, Ajodhya. If Parashuram, he is attracted to another place.
Yeah.
And if Ram means Radharaman Ram, he will go to Goloka. The inner meaning
of the devotee.
Of the devotee, that will guide him.
Very nice.
Hari.
I'm a Harichan.
And I had my name was Ramendra Chandra. So he was Ramendra Sundar. Ramendra Sundar. I asked what should be the meaning of Ramendra. Then he told Radha Raman Ram. Rama means not Rudhi, Dasarathi Ram. So I asked him, what should I think about the meaning of Rama? Then he told Radha Raman Ram. And then it was again transformed into Ramananda Das. When I was selected, when we go to discover the place on the Godavari, where Mahaprabhu and Ramananda met Van Maharaj, myself, Hayagriva Brahmachari, etc. We five in the first party went to discover that place and Pada Beach to install footprints there for Mahaprabhu. Then my name was changed from Ramendra Sundar to Ramananda.
That's wonderful.
Hare Krishna. So I am very much attracted in the divine discourse of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. I find everything there. The whole teachings is covered in that talk. From the lowest Varnasram. From Varnasram up to the highest Radharasyam. We find there. And even Mahaprabhu, in his full fledged conception. Rasaraj Mahabhav, this aspect of Mahaprabhu was never expressed anywhere, only there in the Godavari. On the banks of Godavari, he showed to Ramananda who was he. Both combined, the highest two halves combined, Rasaraj Mahabhav. We don't see anywhere that sort of revelation. Self-revelation of Mahaprabhu. Godavari. Sometimes it is called Gautami Ganga. Some say that Krishna River, after Godavari, there is a big river near Bedwada, perhaps. That is Krishna. Some say that is Gautami Ganga. Some say this Godavari is Gautami Ganga.
How did you find the place? How did you locate that place?
Yes, that place was located. approximately. We inquired there on the banks. When Mahaprabhu met Ramananda, Ramananda was the governor of that province, deputed by Padavruddha, the emperor of Orissa, who was ruling that province, Andhra province, under Ramananda. And when he came to take bath, thousands of Brahmins followed him. We thought from that must have been some big festival from the nature of Ramananda's taking bath in Godavari. And that place must be some holy places, holy ghat. Then I found that there is Gospada Khetra, the holy place detected on the bank. There is an embankment by the government. They did not allow any construction inside. So just on this side of the embankment, we tried to find one land. Then one gentleman came to make a gift of a small land there, on Ramchandran, another side of the river, from Rajmahindri. Whose land is nearby, we went on our inquiry, and they found this is a small plot. This belongs to a particular gentleman. His name is Ramchandra. He lives at Rajmahindri. We approached him, and he, out of his own accord, he came to make a gift of that land to us. And there the temple, small temple was constructed, and installation of the footprints took place. Prabhupada accepted that, and he made the first worship there. And that was open to all. Then again, Srimurti, that was declared a mat, and the Srimurtis were placed there. In that small temple, passed on the footprints. Then now, several temples have made Patrijitis. And then nearby, there was two acres of land, perhaps. I was in charge of Madras Mart at that time. I had some money in the temple fund of Madras. And when I was told that the nearby land is going away, it is being purchased by another gentleman, then with that information I came there. And anyhow managed to get the half portion of that and added to this small plot. Now perhaps that area is in the position of Ramananda Gaudiya Math. Hare Krishna. And also one small building with Varanda, that was constructed by me. The first building there, from some collection of the Elor, the district town of Godavari, West Godavari district, Elor. From there I collected funds and constructed one room. Before that, we lived in a hut there. Hare Krishna. Okay.
So Maharaj, in the Maha Mantra, the Hare is the name of Radharani.
It is. According to Yodhikara. When one is firmly established to conceive Radha Krishna at the back of anything, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Rupa, they are at the bottom of all sorts of conceptions of all things good, then only that sort of meaning will come and nothing else. And for the beginners, as a Hari one may take Nisimhadev, Ram, Desirasarata Ram, and the Krishna, that Krishna, Krishna also of different type. There is one Krishna in Vaikuntha, where the Vaibhava, about 24, first Narayana, then fourth Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyum, Anuradha, fourth Buha, and everyone has five again. Then there is also one Krishna in Vaikuntha. Then Krishna, Dwaraka, Mathura, all these things, so tight. But the highest type, highest